This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Mark. When are you going to return my bloody phone call? I know the sellers are asking $5 million, but let's offer them $2 million. Come on, Mark. Are you afraid of the listing agent? I'll present the offer myself and slap her around until she understands she's dealing with someone who owns a pair of brass ones. Come on, Mark. Write it up.
All right. Just one of many examples of the clients out there buying real estate. You never know who you're going to meet out on the road. Welcome and thank you for tuning in to Your Local Realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Department of Real Estate. As usual, the fourth segment is the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly and year to date. But also in the third segment, we're going to share some info with you about the active inventory of the single family homes that are on the market and the percentage that are in escrow. And we're going to compare it to last year for September 24th, and we'll compare it about 8 weeks ago. So it'll be a good way to take a look at what's happening in the marketplace. During the second segment, my guest today is Kent Mixon. He's going to talk about the American Institute of Architecture Tour of Homes. It's coming Saturday, October 2nd. We'll tell you how to get tickets. It's going to be a tour of homes. He'll discuss the interesting architecture of the different homes on the tour, historical, the different architects themselves, and how you can go enjoy a lunch and a little after party. It should be some very interesting, you know, I love architecture and historical tidbits from Santa Barbara. So that's in the second segment. Kent Mixon. So you might have read in the paper, we've got some real estate news. Coldwell Banker, as a company nationwide, puts out a price index, and they survey agents of active listings, and they say, well, what would it take to buy a given house? And they have parameters. Say it's a four-bedroom. Say it's around 2,000 square feet. And so they pick this house that they think might appeal to a large segment of the population, and then they try to ascertain what it would cost in each area in different parts of the country, and then they rank them. Very interesting. You find the median price of that particular type of home. So it has nothing to do with sales. It has nothing to do with the overall market. And so there was an interesting article in the paper on it. On September 24th in the A section. And I was actually quoted, which was very exciting. Just a little bit of a bit of information that might have been printed in error. There was a mention of a median price, of Santa Barbara's median price of $1.1 million, implying, and when you hear median price, you think sales. And of course, the median price year-to-date sales, single-family residences, through September of 2010 is about $850,000. If you look at the average, of course, it's way, way higher than that. But anyway, this article happened to mention a median price of $1.1 million. It was not correct. It was actually corrected the next day in a retraction. And so my perspective on this, and this is Coldwell Banker Home Price Index. I guess if you go to coldwellbanker.com, I guess you could find it. We used to get hard copies. I haven't seen them. The survey is based on listings with specific parameters, so it excludes the overall market. And all I was saying was that in Santa Barbara, if you looked at Hope Ranch, Montecito, all the high-end areas, and then you looked at an average list price, it would be way, way, way higher. I think the number one winner was Newport Beach. That was around $1.8 million. And on occasion, I have tracked the median price of active listings. And overall, including Hope Ranch and including everything in Carp de Goleta, it's roughly about $1.6 million. I haven't done it recently. So that's kind of a little bit of a tidbit for you to chew on. There was another interesting article, and people always say that real estate is local. Is it local or loco? Probably each one would fit. And so you see a lot of articles about, of course, you know, unless it's written locally, they're always national. And so The headline was home sales likely to finish year weak as 09. Now, 09 was not great. And fortunately for Santa Barbara, though, we are actually doing, you know, way better than 09 in terms of the number of sales. And we've got, let's see, did I write this down? Year-to-date 2010 sales up 14% over 2009 through September 25th. So we have a number of sales up year-to-date 14%, but apparently nationally, that's not going to happen. They hope to finish the same as 09. And then this article discussed a little bit about months, different months, and they are talking about from July to August. And there was an increase of 7.6% from July to August. But then they say, of course, but July was the worst sales month in 15 years. So doesn't do you much good to compare a month that was a horrible month and then to say you're up 7.6% the next month. What good does that tell you? And generally, and I have concurrence from Mark Schneep and Bill Watkins, actually both former UCSB economic forecasters. They, Bill replaced Mark, and now Bill is gone. But don't love the monthly, because, you know, why? Yeah, just there's the example of why you don't love it. If July was a horrible month, all-time record low, and then August goes up, what's the point of saying that, hey, we sales went up 7.6%? So just out of curiosity, just to compare it to the local market, I looked at Santa Barbara, and August, instead of being up 7.6% from July 2010, it was down from 83 sales in July to 78 sales in August. And these are just single-family residences only, no condos, land, mobile homes, and there'll be a few extra sales outside the multiple listing service. So the numbers are smaller than they appear. So, and in fact, when you look at the July, 83 sales, that's a good number for us. I wouldn't go back as far as say as July was the lowest number at all. I don't know how it ranks in the last 15 years in monthly sales, and I don't really care. But I can tell you, what I care is looking at it this year and year to date, you know, the 81 sales in June, 83 sales July, 78 sales in August. Those are good numbers compared. And we had 80s in April and May, 87, 84. And starting off the year, 60, 44, a little slow. That's expected. So our sales dropped a little, but July is fine. Things are looking better in Santa Barbara in terms of 2010 number of sales, single family homes compared to 2009 and compared to the national surveys that you're reading. And even if you go back to 08, July of 08 was kind of low, 61 sales, and it bumped up to 71 sales in August. Again, don't really care that much, but it's just good to know the important number is year to date, and that's where, you know, we're doing well on that. So good articles. There was another article, I just didn't have time to prepare to discuss them. This is the Santa Barbara News Press business section, Sunday, September 26th. One article that we've discussed many times is the strategic defaulters, people walking away. But this other one's kind of interesting. American dream of home ownership fizzles. And then they got a couple of guys who are trying to argue that suddenly the American dream of home ownership is not as attractive as it once was. Well, clearly, if you bought a home at the height and you're underwater and you have to sell now, it's fizzled. If you don't have to sell now and you haven't lost your job and you're making payments, you're comfortable with the payments when you bought it, you're comfortable now, you're okay. So I might try to contact a couple of these guys and see if we can get them on Radio Real Estate. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. Streaming link and the 2010 podcasts are now up there. Just go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com, and you can hear podcasts. And you can search MLS listings throughout California. And again, the second segment, American architecture, What is the name of the company? American AIA, American Institute of Architecture. Local architect Kent Mixon is going to discuss this tour of homes coming up October 2nd. Half a dozen homes, a lunch, a little after party. It's going to be a big deal, and you're invited. We'll tell you how to get there in the next segment. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.